Hello again, everybody. This is the Common Sense American wishing you a good stay-at-home day and wondering how your social distancing is doing. I think that above all else, we're looking for a little bit of sanity, a little bit of calmness, some level-headed thinking about this. And I'm going to risk a little bit today because that's what happens when I tend to perhaps call out my own people, I guess, the conservatives or maybe the libertarians. I'm a hybrid of both. So, when I do things like this, I'm always afraid I'm going to be losing listeners. But I'd like to think that the majority of them are open-minded and patriotic and sane and are not closing their minds to other ideas and are not alarmists and extremists. And here's the thing. The reason I'm doing this show is because I am seeing quite a bit of extremism and alarmism on both sides, especially on social media. And I have to practice what I preach. I'm on your side. I am. I just did an entire podcast about how Democrats have completely shot themselves in the foot once again, how they seem to be turning on this country in its time of need, why at this point I can't envision ever voting blue for any reason. And also, several times I have mentioned just how dangerous the mainstream media has proven in this crisis, just how much they should be held accountable for, how much they're responsible for being a former member of the media and still acting as an editor and journalist. I've seen this firsthand. I've seen it up close. I know how bad it is. Okay, so remember all that while I go down this list, because again, I am on your side. I am not defending things that you hate. I am simply asking people to approach this on an even keel and not go too far overboard, because the last thing we need right now is insanity. The last thing we need is a rational thought. What we really need right now is to just try and take stock and be as even keel and rational as we can, because that's really our best weapon right now. That really is. When we're looking at all these reports, when we're seeing everything that comes down, and using our own brains to make sense of this situation, not allowing the media to do it for us, not allowing our politicians to do it for us, not allowing Trump to do it for us, but doing it for our own sakes. So bear all that in mind. Now, the first thing I want to go after is once again, the media. Look, I said, I know just how much of an impact they are having and how irresponsible they are being in a variety of ways. I have said that several times. Best, if you want, please listen to the past few podcasts that I've done. I call them out big time. Okay? Now, what I would warn against just a little is, well, no, not a little. I'm going to warn against it. The term fake news, okay, we're starting to throw that around too often. It trust me, there is fake news. I know there's fake news. We've seen it. We need to call it out when it's there, okay? What we cannot do is call something fake news just because we don't like it or just because we don't agree with it. If we find evidence that this is incorrect, that this is inaccurate, that it's misleading, that it's sensationalized, which a lot of this has been, okay, that's one thing. That's fine. Then you can easily point to something and cite it and say, look, this report is misleading and here's why, A, B, and C. What we have to stop doing is simply like reading a headline in the first line or two, and because we don't like what it said, immediately say fake news. Because this isn't doing ourselves any favors. That is only giving the left ammunition to come after us for a knee-jerk reaction, ignorant group of people who don't really want to read, who don't want to, know the truth, who don't want the facts. They say they do, but they really don't. Look, they call everything fake news just because they don't like it. That's not doing us any favors. It's actually setting us backwards, okay? So let's not do that. I don't want to see that. If it's fake news that you are calling out, that's one thing. If you can point to evidence and say, yes, there's something wrong about this. But just because you see something that you don't like or that scares you, don't immediately call it fake news. Call it out if you want. but the term fake news is incendiary. And I have to put a little bit of the blame on Trump for this. He has been right about it many times. He really has. That term that he uses is very hard, though. It's very hard-nosed. It doesn't leave any wiggle room. Fake means they're lying to you. They're basically telling you flat-out lies. And the majority of the time, that's actually not true. They're spinning the truth. They're manipulating the truth. That's true. Like I said, I know they are. But they're not just making things up out of thin air, usually. If they are, then you can apply that label. But until then, please remember that, like I said, I was a journalist. And again, I still am for certain companies and on a freelance basis, I am. But because of that, I do know that there are plenty of people out there, as was I when I was working at maximum capacity, who really did just want to bring the truth to the public. There are a lot of people like that, I promise you. There are journalists that exist that really that's what they want to do. I'm not saying that they all work at CNN or MSNBC. I know just how bad those companies are. I know what their agenda is. It's obvious and it's clear. But there are lots of reporters in the country. There are lots of journalists. And to paint it all with a broad brush is ignorant and insulting to people like me and people who have done this in the past. And it's a little scary, too, you know, when you have an entire populace basically saying everything that you're telling me is a lie, but they don't have any evidence as to it. You know, you don't know what to do. You're a little scared. You're a little worried as to what they're going to do because it sounds like mob mentality. Okay. So again, just be careful how you use the term. I don't mind you using it. I've used it, but have a reason to use it and be aware of what it means when you use it. I would prefer people using, you know, the proper terminology. If you believe it is sensationalized or over-exaggerated, then say that. Fake news implies all lies. Generally, that's not the case. Sometimes it is. Generally, it's not. Let's be fair about this. Let's be accurate about it. Let's not give the liberals more ammunition to use against us, okay? And on that same vein, the alarmist and extremism, which I previously mentioned, I have called out the press and liberals for going overboard on this from the start, and it's appearing that we are right. The spread of this has not been as insane as people thought, as original models had. The experts have rounded down or lowered their expectations of casualties and infectious rate by a lot. The IEHM, I think, just lowered it by 25% again, the projected deaths by 25%, and that's the second time they've lowered it. And from the start, they have overblown this whole thing. The phrasing and how they do headlines, for example, you know, when they say, oh, look at this, there's some hope at the end of the tunnel. The word that they're going to use, I just saw the headline, faint hope. They had the word faint. You know, just little things like that, that change the entire dynamic of what they're showing you. And that alarmism and extremism is there, and it's taking hold, and it has really hurt us in a lot of ways. People are panicking because of that, and perhaps unnecessarily. On the other side, what does this create? It creates a backdraft. It creates people on our side going extreme for us, right? We are going and saying, okay, that's it. Now we live in a police state. We're in a military state. We're not even at the worst part of it yet. The government is going to, you know, they're going to start hammering down. They're going to start taking away all our rights. They're going to start, you know, we're not even going to be able to go out and drive. We're going to be confined to our houses. If we go out, we'll be arrested. That isn't happening. Now, I know. I've seen it. I've seen it in various tweets. I've seen it in various articles. There are examples of people being detained by authorities for, you know, being out in the park or driving. These are situations where we cannot forget where in those particular counties, there's a very extreme stay-at-home order. And there are other, usually, there are other factors at play in that situation. And the reason why those are exceedingly rare and you're not hearing that much about it is because it's really not true. All of us, pretty much all of us, can go and do what we want to do. You know, things are shut down. Yes, stores and things like that, businesses, we don't have any choice in that matter, unfortunately. But to make it sound like the government is a step away from literally coming to our doors and barricading us inside against our will, this is another form on the other side of alarmist and extremism that isn't helping either. That's creating another form of panic. Why did everybody run out and suddenly arm themselves? You know, a big run on weapon stores. That does not speak well of this society. It does not speak well of people who assume that this is the kind of thing is going to happen. They're going to have to shoot their way out with the government. This is not 1780. Okay, this is not going to happen. Now, it may reach the point where civilian rebellion may actually have to happen, but it will sort of happen, A, slowly. You know, when we reach the point where we're not opening back up, the economy's not up, the government's not telling us that we can do any, you know, we can go back to work. Eventually, people just out of sheer survival are going to start doing things again, and to hell with the government. I'd love to see them even try and stop us at that point, because you're just going to have the entire population go, no, to hell with you. We're going to work. Go ahead and try and stop us. What are you going to do? Arrest us all? At that point, yes. But it will not be an armed uprising. There's no reason for that. And there won't be that. And there's no threat of that. Not even a whisper of that happening on the government side. Do not be spreading this around. Please, that's just adding to the extremism and alarmism. I'm not saying don't be prepared. Be prepared for any contingency. I'm not saying don't. I'm saying try and view this with a level head, and please just don't go nuts on people with the conspiracy theories. Leave them alone. All right. Now, moving on to China, the Chinese, their role in this. I have said for decades, that we need to get the hell away from China for a variety of reasons. They are a communist country. There's no reason for us to be throwing our lot in so heavily with them. Too many products have the Made in China label. Too many of our companies are running over there just because it's cheaper. And by the way, let's not forget why some of those companies ran over there and ran overseas and ran to other Asian and other overseas countries, because it was so much cheaper to do business. And why was it made more expensive to do business here? Because of Democrat and liberal policies. Look how many sprinted away from this country when Obama was president. And look how many came back when Trump came in, right? So I understand that. I've been saying this for a while. I don't like communism. I've always hated it. I think anyone with a brain has. I have always said that if there is going to be any sort of outbreak, it's probably going to be from China. They have got serious problems over there that they don't really want to tell you about. And the people who have been there, I know several people, for example, from Japan and Korea who have been there. And by the way, speaking of racists, some of those people, they don't even care that they're racist. They're shockingly racist. They don't care anything about it. They really hate the Chinese. They really do. And the big reason why is they think they're all filthy. They think that the whole country is very dirty. And it's interesting that they say that, because you talk to tourists, and they say pretty much the same thing if they've been there. They say that, yeah, some of the cities are really nice and very sterile. They keep things very clean in various parts of the big cities. You step outside of that and it gets pretty gross pretty fast. Their hygiene is awful. If you look at the majority of how the Chinese live in rural China, it's still not good. And there are just health issues everywhere all the time. And with over 1 billion people there, there's bound to be something nasty come out of there. And it has. SARS and everything. I mean, where is it going to end? Yes, this came out of China. Of course it did. And I've been saying that it was going to. We all knew it was. Even the World Health Organization should have known that this was going to happen. People have been warning about this forever. If this is going to happen, it's probably coming from China. It's not coming from South Korea or Japan. Let me tell you, those people are vigilant when it comes to hygiene and health. Though you go into the South Korea, it's a Seoul airport. That thing is glistening. It makes us look really bad, by the way. Just saying, in terms of infrastructure. But anyway, my point is, Chinese Americans have every right, I think, to be scared right now. Let's not be racist towards them here. Now, I've reserved the right to be cautious around them and to avoid them, because I don't know when they got here. I don't know when they showed up in this country. Chances are they've been here for a while, but I don't know when they recently visited China. I don't know if they have relatives who recently visited there or are here and they had contact with. Yes, I reserve the right to be a little leery of you. I'm sorry, but I do. That's just called logic. That's not racism. But let's face it, there are a lot of Chinese Americans here that have been here for a very long time and are very nice people and work very hard and probably have nothing to do with any of this. And we should not be, you know, directing violence or hatred at them. That is wrong. That's not a good idea. That, again, that's just giving liberals more ammunition and calling us out for being intolerant and ignorant. Let's not do that, please. And let's not forget, the reason why many of them are here is because they wanted to escape China. They wanted to escape communism. They wanted to get out of that hellhole in a lot of ways. They wanted to be here and live the American dream, and many have, and many are. So let's not forget that. I heard a story, I think it was last week, of somebody, I think they killed a Chinese woman or girl or something just because she was Chinese. This is what we can't allow to happen. We really can't do that. That's wrong on every conceivable level. Now, I am a mix of Polish and Irish and German and English. If I always said, you know, if it was the Polish, if a bunch of Polish people had blown up the Twin Towers 9/11, I have no problem with them looking at me very closely in an airport and pulling me aside and asking me questions and going through my stuff. I have no problem with that. Unfortunately, yep, it was my countrymen who did it. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't have anything to do with it, but I understand why you would take these measures. Makes perfect sense. So it's the same thing with the Chinese, right? I'm not going into a Chinese restaurant right now. I'm sorry I'm not. I know for a fact that a lot of them, especially around here, they employ a lot of people that just got here. It's a gateway for them. It's their first job. I can't risk that. I'm not going to. Okay? I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. That's not racist. And that's, again, that's just logic. That's rationale. It's rational thought. But we can't go too far with it. Please, let's not do that. Let's remember why many Chinese came here. Let's remember that we have to all stick together on this. If they are citizens, especially, you know, legal citizens, they're in this with us. So let's try and remember that, please. And lastly, as we are, you know, we can still go out, we can still shop. There's curbside service for a lot. There's a lot of home delivery. In this time, please support your local and small businesses around. This is killing them, and it's going to kill them fast. A lot of people don't know this, especially liberals and Democrats cannot conceive of this. They don't understand that a small business doesn't operate like Walmart and Amazon. Okay, they don't get this. Most small businesses, they cannot be closed for a month or 2 months or 3 months and survive. That's impossible. Many of them couldn't be closed for a week or two. They'd be done. They're operating on such slim margins. It's so, so difficult as it is just to stay open in normal conditions. And they are the backbone of this country. They employ the overwhelming majority of people. They're what America is about. And they are the ones who are bending over backwards in this time to serve us. They are the ones who are working night and day to get you the products you need, to, you know, cleaning everything up like crazy inside the stores, doing the curbside service, which they never did before, delivering maybe, which they never did before. They are doing all this. Stay the hell out of Walmart and Target and Costco and BJ's and avoid Amazon. Look, they're still going to be around. If an asteroid hit the Earth tomorrow, they'll probably still be functioning somehow. They'll be operating on some level. Billions of dollars. They'll be fine. On top of which, there are these giant warehouse stores with a bunch of people in them. Why would you go there? What the hell? Why? Why would you risk that? Small stores don't have very many people in them, usually. And if they and many of them that I'm around, have a system where only a certain number of people are allowed in at a time, maybe three or four. And they are cleaning like crazy. They're trying to get as much product as they can. And most of them have more product available than all these big box stores. They have nothing. Their inventory sucks. And they, by the way, most of their products suck. You want really good products, especially when it comes to food and other necessities. Don't go to these big box stores. Ignore that. All right, please. Small businesses, local businesses, they are going down and they're going to go down fast, and that will hit the economy hard. You shopping at those places and keeping those people in business will result in a much less harder hit economy when all this is done. Going to Walmart's not going to do anything. I'm sorry, it's not. They're still going to be around. They're still going to be operating. They're still going to be employing people. Yes, it might be a few fewer, just like everybody else, but they'll still be here. And go out and do these things, all right? Make sure that those are the people that you're focusing on, because they are in the most danger by a long shot. They are the most vulnerable to this. And if they go down, and too many of them go down, we're in serious trouble, because it's not just the business that we lose from the neighborhood. That family who ran that business is now in big trouble. Okay? So all of that, remember that, please. Now, that's really my spiel for today. I hope I didn't go too far overboard. I'm trying to be, like I said, I am trying to be a moderate. I'm trying to be, use some common sense. That's what I do. I'm trying to be rational. I'm trying to be thoughtful. I'm trying to keep everyone from flipping out one way or the other. I'm trying to stop, you know, call out the liberals and Democrats for making this a hugely politicized thing, for focusing on that instead of healing the country. And I'm focusing on our side as well for being too extreme in a response, you know, overusing the fake news thing, being a bit racist when it comes to the Chinese, being extremist and alarmist when it comes to the strides the government is taking. We have to be vigilant about it. We have to pay attention to it. Yes, we do. We cannot allow the government to take our rights away. I understand that. So far, there is not really a whole lot of evidence that they're trying to. The liberals and Democrats would, if they were in office, this would worry me a lot more. Okay? With the Trump administration around, I'm not as worried about it. But again, we take this day at a time, day by day. Think about it. Look at what's happening. Don't go nuts. Don't go spreading panic and fear around from either side. Try and be thoughtful about this. Ignore the big box stores. They're not your friend in this span of time. They're really not. I'm sorry, they're not. The small and local businesses are the ones that are going to do absolutely everything they can to benefit you, benefit the entire community and the country in the long run. Please support them as best you can. And I must say also in closing that bottom line is we cannot be closed for as long as they're talking about. They talk about some, what's his face there? Is it 18 months? That can't happen. That absolutely cannot happen. Really, it can't be more than a few weeks. A month would be at the outside, or we're in big trouble. So if we reach that point, and they're still doing this for a virus that doesn't appear to be doing much of anything with a mortality rate of about 2%, we need to just ignore everything. And everyone say, okay, that's it. To hell with you. We are going back to work. Go ahead and try and stop us. Yeah, that's when I say we do that. In the meantime, let us please be thoughtful. Let us please use our brains. Let's remain rational and use our common sense in this very trying time. And again, I hope I didn't really offend too many people. I'm just trying to be a voice of reason in this time. And I'd appreciate it if you'd, you know, lend an ear next week as well. And if that's the case, I will see you again then. And I will have something else to talk about, hopefully just as interesting. I'll see you then.